Hey, it's Leslie. Welcome back to my podcast. In the latest episode of Fluent English Now, we talked about word coinage, or making up your own words to convey your message. Today, we are meeting with the strategy of checking comprehension, which is a fancy word for understanding. As the name suggests, here we are doing nothing more, nothing less, than asking the other person whether they understood what we told them without any issue. Simple as that. Now, when we want to make sure that the other party got our message to the fullest, we turn to a number of possible phrases to do so. A possible list would be quite lengthy and would most likely and exclusively differ in register, that is, the style of said expressions. However, here I will only list those phrases that are A, the most frequently used during a conversation, or B, might be super easy to grasp, remember, and build into your vocabulary as well as a possible speaking scenario. So, without further ado, let's see those phrases. The most frequently used expressions in question form to check whether the message got through are the following. Do you see what I mean? Did you get that? Is that clear? Do you have any questions? Is that understood? All loud and clear. Got questions? Now, how many of the questions listed above did you recognize from your everyday life? And how many of them do you use? I hope plenty, for they are both a great way of buying yourself some time to plan the next move during a conversation, or to give the other a bit of a breather before they return to you with a reply. And of course, let's not forget the main purpose of said communication strategy: to make 100% sure that each party is perfectly understood. On the other hand, not every comprehension check is formulated as a question. There might be occasions when the speaker skips the question only to use a statement where they invite you to ask them questions. Here's another list with a few possible versions. Ask away. Should you have any questions about the topic, feel free to ask. If you have any questions stuck inside you, let it go. If you have questions on this, now is the time to ask them away. Feel free to ask anything in connection with the topic. If you have a feeling that something is not clear about this, don't be afraid to ask. In case you didn't get something straight, just ask. I invite you to ask anything in relation to the topic discussed before or previously. Now, as you may have noticed, the more lengthy and elaborate your sentence is, the more formal or sophisticated it is felt. So, in case of ask away, you are using a rather simple and informal expression, whereas the rest of the phrases are either semi-formal or formal. Some are more likely to be used in the classroom, while others are preferred by spokesmen, professors, teachers, or other professionals during a lecture or a presentation. Therefore, it is up to you to experiment with the different styles and try to find the one that suits you the best, or come up with your own expression instead. Let's recap. In today's episode, we took a look at checking for comprehension, or checking for understanding. This is a rather simple, yet a very important strategy to A. See if the other understood us and their point perfectly before moving on. B. Allows us to take a break before continuing with our discussion. And C. It lets the other party take a breather and gather their thoughts before reacting to our points. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Fluent English Now. If you did, please feel free to send me a donation using my email address, leslie.carparty@icloud.com, through TransferWise. Every single drop of your virtual money helps to keep the show running. Until next time, keep speaking English.